السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable and respected elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created insan, and Allah ta'ala had given us each human a heart, and that heart obviously inclines towards certain people, it will incline towards certain things, and on the other hand, it will also disincline from certain people and certain things. And that is how we have relationships in this world, whether it is a parent-child relationship, but there will be a bond of love. Whether it is a husband and wife, there is this bond of love. Between siblings, there ought to be the bond of love. However, we will find that each relationship of love will always be outlined, clouded with some kind of personal pursuit. There will be something that one party will benefit from the other. Man maintains, wife will cook, man buys, she cleans. There's always, in the interpersonal relationship, there will always be some ulterior benefit, interest that one party will get from the other. But when we look at the relationship between insan, between a slave and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the master, in one hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Abadi, O my servant, Kullun yuriduka li nafsi. Every person that intends, desires you, wants to love you, will love you, but there will be a personal comfort. There will be some kind of emotional comfort. There will be some type of benefit that that person will get. But wa ana uriduka laka. But my desire for you, my intention to have you, to love you, is not any personal benefit, wa na'udhu billah, to Allah, but that is a benefit that you and I will always have. So naturally, we are going to love, we're going to love our parents, we are going to love our spouses, our siblings, our children, our family members. But the ultimate must be the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was his father, Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So one day Sayyiduna Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked his father, he was young, said, Oh, my father, do you love me? So the father said, Hassan, obviously I love you. He said, do you love my brother Hussein? He said, obviously I love your brother Hussein. Do you love my mother, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha? He said, of course I love your mother. Now, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu can see that as he's questioning, there is a bit of confusion, that is now developing in Sayyidina Hassan's mind. So he asked, do you love my Nana, my grandfather, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, obviously I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your Nana. And then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu addressed Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, okay, oh Hassan, all the people that we love in this world, some we are commanded to love, and all that love is for the love of Allah, for the sake of Allah. But now the important aspect is that there is no ulterior motive. You take another love, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us as an ummah. In surah Wadduha, Wallayli idha saja, ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala, walal akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula, wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. Wahi had stopped for a while. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes through certain conditions, and now the difficulty that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has is wahi is not coming down. Allah ta'ala then sends the surah, and one ayat of the surah, we can't go through the entire surah. Allah ta'ala says, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Soon, O my beloved Habib, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala will grant you. Allah will grant. Allah doesn't say what the bestowal will be. Allah ta'ala doesn't say what Allah ta'ala is going to grant. But Allah ta'ala says, فَتَرْضَى. You'll be satisfied. You'll be fully satisfied. So what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to Allah? What is his response? إِذَنْ لَا أَرْضَى وَوَاحِدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي فِي النَّارِ. Oh Allah, I will never ever be satisfied if even one of my ummati is in the fire of Jahannam. Allah is talking about granting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned about this ummah. That's an unconditional love. There is no motive behind that love, but it was that love that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has for you and us. Friends, when we look through the Quran, we will find that in every relationship between us and Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that initiates that relationship. One scholar, Imam Qurtubi rahimahumullah, quotes a commentator of the Quran, where this commentator says that I lived with four misconceptions regarding our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I always thought that in the relationship of love with Allah, it always needed to be that the slave, the servant, first loves Allah, then Allah will reciprocate, Allah will return that love. But when I read the Quran, I found Allah ta'ala saying, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. Allah ta'ala says that the relationship begins with Allah's love that Allah has for the slave, for the servants, and the slaves will love Allah. So it starts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That invitation that Allah ta'ala puts into the heart, that invitation will not come via social media. It will not come as a postcard in the post. That invitation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala posts in the heart of a banda, of a slave, of a servant of his. Allah grant us all. And then that love comes from Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the love in the heart of the servant or the slave. And now the servant and slave begins to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this point, we need to ask ourselves, some very important lessons. Or we will speak about Ramadan. Is the other day was the first, and today is whatever date. And days are flying, and we can't keep count, and there's no barakah. Don't worry about the days. Days Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Allah ta'ala didn't create us to keep an account of what Allah ta'ala is doing. But we need to take stock about this month with these few days left. How much have I progressed? The initial address of the month of Ramadan was the address of La'allakum tattaqoon. How much of taqwa has increased in my life? How much of a relationship did I develop with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or am I going to be like that business person that travels from one place to another with a business motive, but I get engaged in everything else and I forget what I have traveled for? I forget what this month of Ramadan is. The second, this alim says, I live by this misconception that first I have to be pleased with Allah and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with me. But when I looked into the Quran, I found radiyallahu anhum waradu an. Very easy for us to learn this one. Radiyallahu anhum. First Allah ta'ala says, Allah was pleased with them. The pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat comes first. Then when Allah is pleased with a person, then Allah ta'ala puts in the heart of that person to become pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the way, what are we supposed to be pleased with from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One is the shariat and the rules and the laws of the deen that Allah ta'ala has sent down upon us. Whether in the Quran, whether our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about in the hadith, we should be fully satisfied and happy that these are the commandments of Allah. And the second aspect, and we leave it to that, is whatever Allah has placed in my taqdeer, I am pleased with that. Whatever it may be, however it may be, whatever comes my way, I am pleased with the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this alim says that that was the two. The third is I always thought that I needed to first remember Allah. And when I remember Allah, then only Allah will remember me. But when I looked in the eyes of the Quran, I found Allah ta'ala saying, وَمَا يَذْكُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Man does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but by the desire of Allah. It is Allah that gives us the tawfiq to remember Allah. Allah gives us that spiritual light in our hearts so that we will take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. Friends, it all initiates, it all begins from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. And then we come closer to home in this month of Ramadan. He says that the fourth misconception I lived by is that I always thought I would need to repent to Allah, turn to Allah in repentance, and then Allah ta'ala will turn towards me with forgiveness. But then I saw one ayat in Surah Tawbah. And that ayat Allah ta'ala says, ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا. Then Allah ta'ala turned towards them so that they may make tawbah to Allah. Allah ta'ala turned towards them so that they may make tawbah to Allah. If we just go a little into this ayah, it was regarding some of the Sahaba, seven of them that had not participated in the Battle of Tabuk. They had no excuse. And when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come back, and they realize the error. They realize the mistake. What did these Sahaba do? They tied themselves to the pillars of Masjidun Nabawi and resolved that we will never have ourselves untied until Allah announces our forgiveness. Now, to us it all seems that there is a determination from their side. But in reality, it is Allah that is giving them the tawfiq to do what they did. And when they did that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had forgiven them. When we look at our father, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Now Adam alayhi salatu wassalam did not commit any sin. Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam are sinless. Allah ta'ala had prohibited him from eating from one tree. And Allah ta'ala himself, and again look at the kindness of Allah, فَنَسِيَا وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا. Allah ta'ala himself made the excuse. And Allah ta'ala said a time had passed, and Adam alayhi salatu wassalam had forgotten. That is how kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. But nonetheless, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, he eats from that prohibited tree, and immediately Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam realizes the error. He realizes the mistake. And what does Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, what is his reaction? His reaction is, in the heart there's remorse. From the eyes there's tears. The body begins to shake. Brothers, ulama have written that one sign of a hard heart, one sign of a hard heart is that person that commits a sin and feels nothing about it. He commits a sin and nothing happens in his heart. There's no guilt. There's no consciousness. There's no regret. There's no remorse. Regret and remorse is far. But there's not even that consciousness in the heart that I have broken the commandment of Allah. In whatever way, in whichever sin that we had committed. But nonetheless, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, immediately the heart trembles, the body shakes, the eyes tear. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِن رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam with some words, some phrases. And what was that? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. O Allah, we had wronged ourselves. See, there's an admission of guilt. How many a time we know we did wrong, but we are, sometimes we think that we are superhuman, we can never be wrong. Everybody else will be wrong. We will not take blame. Everybody else needs to take blame. I will not take responsibility. Everybody else takes responsibility for whatever it may be. That's the norm and that's the practice. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam these words. And these words, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves. In other words, I take full responsibility for my deeds, for my ill deeds, for my errors, for my mistakes, in whichever way, no matter how magnified it may be. Ya Allah, I take full responsibility. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And now there is, again, you see this dependency on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا. Allah, if you do not forgive us, وَتَرْحَمْنَا, and O Allah, if you do not have mercy upon us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, we will be of the losers. We'll lose in this world and we'll lose in the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala save us. But see where it begins from. فَتَلَقَّى Adam. Allah Ta'ala had inspired, Adam alayhi salam had accepted this inspiration from Allah. فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ, and instantaneously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had pardoned him. Allah Ta'ala had overlooked. So there was even an error. It was done in by mistake. Fanasiya, he had forgotten. But there was a need to apologize. And how do we apologize to Allah Rabbul Izzat? The first step of that apology is for us to turn to Allah and seek that forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when this happened, Adam alayhi salatu was salam made his tawbah. It comes in one narration that the malaika rejoiced and the malaika informed Adam alayhi salatu was salam that Allah has forgiven you. Of course, the plan of Allah was that Adam alayhi salam had to come onto this earth. That was the plan and the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the forgiveness was already done there in Jannah. Now the malaika informed Adam alayhi salatu was salam that Allah has forgiven you. So Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam asked the question, now what is my position? So the response that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, O Adam, you have given in the inheritance, in your inheritance to your progeny, to your children, you have created within them difficulty, tiredness. That man now will have to live on earth. They will be toiling in this earth. There will be tiredness and man will have to continue. But on the other hand, the legacy that I have left for your progeny, O Adam, is at-tawbah. That when your progeny, your children, make an error, they commit a sin, they forget, they violate, they're going to turn towards me, and undoubtedly, I will forgive them. So brothers and friends, that is Allah. He initiates every form of relationship. The relationship of love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has initiated. The relationship of being happy with each other, that relationship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has initiated. The relationship of remembering Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has initiated. And of course, we know that in every relationship, there's going to be some violations, there's going to be breaking some rules, and that will require an apology, to say sorry and to accept. And again, in the terms of our relationship with Allah, that is called tawbah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initiates that apology and that tawbah and all of this by guiding our hearts. Friends, we are now in the last part of this month of Ramadan. How blessed and how beloved this month of Ramadan is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One alim, he said that if Allah had to give one desire, Allah ta'ala would have to ask the deceased people the one desire that they would have. The one desire will be to come back into this earth, into this world, to earn. No matter how lofty their ranks are in Jannah, but just to carry out a few deeds, so that they will be elevated to a greater extent. And then he says that that desire will be that they come for one single second back to this world in the month of Ramadan. We have it. We have many seconds. We have many minutes. We have many hours. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed us. Friends, let us take advantage of the balance of this month of Ramadan. We have great nights that are ahead of us. Allah knows when, but the night of Laylatul Qadr, and that night, the night of forgiveness, the night when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns towards us, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes us that offer of forgiveness. Let us not squander the opportunities, the moments. Let us turn towards Allah. Let us seek from Allah. And above all, let us turn a new page. Let us turn a new life, a life of total obedience in the month of Ramadan. If we can make this month that three T's that we have. Normally in golf, they tee off. Let us keep this tee going. Number one is Tawbah. Number two is Ta'at, obedience of Allah. And number three is Taqwa. Get these three inshallah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will undoubtedly accept whatever our ibadat are. May Allah ta'ala accept all that has been done in this month of Ramadan, in whichever broken way the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering. May Allah ta'ala alleviate the sufferings of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whilst we have what we have on our iftar table, think about them, that what they are going through. Whilst we are in the comfort of our homes, what they are going through. We in the comfort of our masjids, what they are going through. May Allah ta'ala alleviate their pain. May Allah ta'ala alleviate their sufferings. May Allah ta'ala reward them for all of that they are going through. May Allah ta'ala grant the shuhada the highest of Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah ta'ala elevate his deen and make his deen once again dominant on the surface of this earth. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.